Or you close your eyes and be aware, you know, you don't lose your consciousness, become sleepy. If you're sleepy, much better you open your eyes. Open your eyes, two things you can do. One is one point of focus. And then the other level is, you know, you don't focus on anything. Just like, you know, this the whole horizon there, no focus. Entirely up to you. When you can do this, then your mind can internalize. You can see this. Even you open your eyes, your mind is internalized. Your eyes see, but your mind is not interpret. Those are the foundation. And just like everything else, it's a skill. So eventually, open eyes and close the eyes, exactly the same. The mind internalized, doing it. And just like you can do both, eventually. And the foundation is the body first, posture. Next level, the qi. That means the more you practice qigong, tai chi, the easier you attain this state. And rising up. It's energetically, okay? It's not really mechanical. And plus your devotion, it will help you a lot. For example, the way I do it is I love God. It's a devotion. And that means there's no arrogance in it. Arrogance comes from the ego self. And bring the light there. Depends on what kind of light, again, is your capacity. Just like your qigong exercise, getting better and better. Your meditation, the same. The light we talk about become more refined. As I said, the best is to become real. Direct experience. Become real. As you bring the light down through the chakras and channel systems, energetic system, you anchor it. As you anchor it, you use your body to anchor it, just like our qigong exercise. Energy always rising upward. At the same time, you're well rooted down on earth, with your base as well as second center slightly tucked in, so enable you root in. Perfect posture. And the mudra, lotus bud mudra. Why is it? I told you many times, because it holds energies. And it's creating sacred geometry. When you got the mudra right, you feel safe. Because you're connected. You're connected. And you feel safe. Qi first. In our infinite meditation, the qi first. We don't deal with our life. We don't deal with anything. We don't deal with our problem. It's a working time. Fine-tuning. Work to do. Focus. Again, it's an art. Too much focus, too rigid. Too loose, you go to sleep. Again, when you achieve this balance, And that's the energy, internal energy, internal qi energy. That's ideal. For beginners, the mind already wander out, wander off, and starting to think about this, think about that. Do not fight against your mind if that happens. It's a vibrational thing. It's through dedication, through initially discipline. The best discipline is I loving it. It's called devotion. Overcome the obstacles. Obstacle usually is resistance and lack of capacity. So thus, in the guiding meditation, we experience teacher and experience group of people make a lot of difference. Because the group of practitioners transform. If they got it, they transform the field. And much easier for you to get it. When you got it, it's a sense of peace. I mean, unmistaken. You feel so-called so good. You just feel good. And at this moment, for example, my base and second center warm up. Can be physical, but transcend physical as well. So, just like you're standing like the tree, very subtle but internal, holding the base, and now is holding the second center. If you're a woman, you know what's that like. You feel safe. Your ovary feels safe. Your womb feels nurtured. You don't feel vulnerable. Male student may feel heat, warmth, and you know the power of the internal qi. Already told you many times, step by step, different rungs of the ladder. So that means sometimes we talk about the light, not because we make it up, because the qi become purified, spiritualized, and become the light. And it can become quite potent. Don't forget the source and the universe is infinite. There's no limit. If you ask how much power is there, I mean, it's unlimited. And gradually you also notice that is your conscious awareness. The power we talked about, and you can do calibration on it. And different levels of this power and got its own intelligence, that is universal wisdom. If you hold it, it automatically heals you, body and mind. I would like you to build a firm foundation. So you sit on the lotus, the spine rising upward. Today we don't go for feeling high. We go for foundation, feeling strong, steady, eventually unshakable. We don't go for high. solid root down on earth. And you notice we spend more time at the base and second center. How about your back? Because of the visualization, our conscious visualization habitually, because we hold the mudra in front. My recommendation, bring your mudra, superimpose inside your lower abdomen, that means inside, instead of outside your body. How to do it? See yourself as a holograph, instead of a solid body. And then, if it is the case, it's very easy to bring your palms inside your body. Because it's inside your body, you don't deprive the back. And the shaft of light go through your spine. And the golden sun to support your back. It's to help you to lengthen your spine. You can see this without going high. You can still feel, some of you can still feel the very powerful peace, dynamic peace, presence. And extend it to your solar plexus. Again, inside, not place your palm, arms outside. Told you many times, we don't suppress our emotion. It is completely different than normal human existence. Normal human existence is very tiring because it's quite unnatural. Unnatural state is more like at ease, but with life force to support your whole existence. Because you've been supported, there's no need to struggle or manipulate anything. It is a beautiful art. And you can learn to expand your solar plexus. Very peculiar, quite a lot of new students cannot hold the chi with their arms. It takes some years of golden sun standing at the tree practice enable you in a meditative state. You really can hold the chi at your arm, between your arms. When you can do it, fantastic. And you can venture your consciousness slightly in and you find your psychic center. And that psychic center is very vulnerable, actually. Kind of tender, soft. And you can see why most people trying to make it more rigid or don't want to become sensitized, that psychic center. Spiritual awakening, you cannot. So-called closet. So our remedy is open it, and you know, power she and the golden sun. When you can achieve that, you won't afraid the sensitivities of the solar plexus. Mind you though, it takes several years. Diligent practice enable you strengthen your psychic center. So, it is not really and just one meditation can do it. Strengthen it with the light, bright, radiant light. Not through suppression. Quite often, you might take some time and able to hold the radiant sunlight and then allows it to expand from within. It's time to open your palms and hold our golden sun. Some of you might have to go through the body shaking periods of time. Some students, their body continues to shake, moves for years. It is called a qi movement. Of course, in the higher level, it's called spiritual movement. The light moves the body, shake the body. It's quite healthy, so don't be concerned about that. As I said, quite often you will go to a phase as you advance, a lot of shaking. The next one is you expand the golden sun about 1 meter in diameter to cocoon your whole being inside. And sometimes if you choose a mountain top, the external golden sun shine in, internal golden sun shine out. Open palms, fingers pointing downward to receive, I call, the golden sun blessing. If you like, it's exchanging love. Joining is love, by the way. And gradually, and arms rising up to the heart. And still with the golden sun surrounding the whole person. You need this. Enable you gradually open your heart. It takes, again, several years. Diligent practitioner to open up their heart. It's not guaranteed your heart can open or not. So another level of skillful means to assist your open heart, which you've done that before. But as I said, It is just open heart meditation. It takes many years. The skillful means is joining with your beloved. Heart to heart. Without thinking. Love is love. So it's not human love. Love from life, unconditional, forever present, lack of it, and literally life being distorted. Love extend, fear condemn. And that is your goal. Examine your body. Three lower chakras. Energy field inside you and outside you. Supporting the open heart. Slowly rest your palms. Hold the light from above. The light comes down to the heart, extends through the heart, merging with the golden sun surrounding. So that means you don't feel just the high energy. Also, you have the earth radiant energy to support your whole being. Your whole being. It is extend, expand through your heart center. You notice we are doing things to achieve this state. You notice you can observe everything. You're still your individual consciousness. You experience the peace. You can increase the light if you have that capacity, of course. And this state eventually has to be steady. That means you can achieve this state again, again, again. You can learn to create. But at this moment, you notice something. You are not miscreate at this moment. That means there's no gossip. And no jealous. No insecurity. No planning, no regret, but definitely you. If you know the vibration, you have to raise the vibration again. And we talk about foundation, you build a foundation. So this foundation, already quite significant, important, because your mind not attacking you. You're starting to live in the power of now. Your mind is not fantasizing tomorrow, regret of the past, chasing rainbow now. That means creating images. But you fully conscious. You are above your mind. And this state, just like everything else, have to be familiar with it. And then your practice is strive to come back into this state again, again and again. If you can do it consistently, you achieve some levels of mastership. You notice your focus is strength, not rigid, not rigidity. Your body and power and at ease. Spirit, that means energy rising. You might still have criticism about your personality, but then you can see that your personality is being termed your lower self. We don't ignore it. The higher transforms the lower, by the way. For example, the lower self not very have so-called impatience. And you notice that. We don't deny that. But a higher level to look into the impatient, you can laugh about it. And you can then just say it. And see that lower person, lower self person become patient. You can see that, okay, just stay here, it's transformational. The personality may be timid and deviate, you know what I mean, have deviation. You don't like that side of the character. When you transform that character, you see the character shift and change into more patient, kind, compassionate, considerate. For example, you're not very mindful. I mean, lower self, not very mindful with speech. The speech is harsh, non-considerate. And if you notice that, you can transform it. You can see this, the meditative state can transform the personality self. It's not trying to create imaging. You just fancy to become. We actually transform bit by bit, step by step, of the personality self. You can see the practicalities of it. We don't dealing with angels. We don't dealing with something lofty, enlightened state and so forth. Just very solid. Connect with the sun. And it's unlimited, really unlimited power emanating from the sun. In turn, when you can connect with it, the whole being brightens up. Again, when you can achieve it, it's self-evident. So highly recommend is always they become radiant presence. First, if you find your legs, hip being trapped, move it. I don't like the pain to get set in and your consciousness trapped into the pain. But spine remain lengthened, mind quiet, energy rising. Even the movement of your body do not disturb the inner peace. And how long you need to stay in a meditative state, let it naturally extend. Ideally, become purposeful, positive. The person, character you like to be, that is your lower self. Self-rejection, you don't like yourself, is not very nice. That self, of course, is not your real self, but you still have to look after it. If your body is sick, see your body is become healthy, again bright. Brightness and a peace is healthy. No good you continue to rejecting the little body and the little personality. Ananda asked to see if he can sit on the mountain top. I'm not talking about your body, it's your consciousness. That means you are feeling spacious, carefree, connect with pure nature, transcend the world but still in the world, very close to heaven, sense of freedom, brightness. Borrow the sunlight. See the body and the personality become radiant. Gradually raise your palms to your heart. This is a crucial moment. You're receiving as real as possible all the goodness, virtue, strength, wisdom, compassion, love, all this. The real thing is you, the best is you can feel it. It's a gift from pure nature, the sun and the universe. When you know the universe, life loves you. Of course, you know, you feel so good, safe, worthwhile, purposeful, meaningful. And in turn, you know you have a body and a lower self, personal self. Bless that person. As I already told you many times, you know her pain. Nobody knows her pain as much as you do. You know her insanity, craziness. You know her weaknesses. And that is unconditional love. You give it to this self, your split self. You still operate in, on, for some time. You know her arrogance. You know her hurt. You know her shyness. You know her inadequacy. Her fantasy, her dream, her disappointment. Come back to the basic. I mean, be real. The person is not perfect. Bless her unconditionally. Protect her from harm and self-harm. Is real. I mean, being a human sometimes can be so painful. So, no one can love her as much as you can. No one. Nobody can. Your daughter cannot love you unconditionally. Your mother cannot love you unconditionally. And sometimes you're complaining about even the close loved one do not understand you. So you can see how practical it is. You have to understand her. And extend that power, wisdom, warmth, love, brightness to her. You have to support her life. I split you into two at this moment. You at this moment is conscious awareness on the mountaintop. You must have the strong, deep awareness of that self. Sometimes this little self can be very, very painful. The power you accumulate in the meditative state, in the infinite meditation, you can see the purpose now. Now it motivates you to gather the infinite wisdom and power to support at least that little self. I mean, you cannot allow her just to drop dead, feeling so insecure and frightened in this world. So this is the first person you need to help. Back to basic. Never mind the enlightenment or liberation of your soul. It's so obvious you have this body, this self. And she had 101 issues and problems. Love her. The highest spiritual ideal to bless the world, to save humankind, I think is the a little bit too much. Starting with this self first is a foundation. You cannot save this person, how can you save the others? Very obvious. When you're done, slowly come back. To advance, we need to build a firm foundation. It is, I call it be real. Regardless of calibration, your advancement. Sooner or later, I mean, be real, isn't it? We still have the body in here. And let this person and body become strong and wise, healthy.